guys, it is the Gaming Nexus show. Each week, the four of us bring something to share with each other. And for the most part, we don't really know what the other one's bringing to kind of talk about. So sometimes it's video games, sometimes it's pop culture, shows, movies, or rumors, or real or fake,
or
apparently. Ooh, give me your favorite riddle right now, Max.
Oh, fuck, on the spot? Favorite.
It's your favorite.
One.
You're supposed to have a favorite.
I'm supposed to have a favorite riddle?
Man, I guess.
Does anybody have a favorite riddle? That's not some shit that has. Like, you don't have
I know my favorite riddle. I know my favorite riddle.
Okay,
what's
go.
Your favorite riddle?
What's your favorite riddle?
Oh, my God. I don't even remember how it opens.
Wow.
Without lock, key, or hinge, yet golden treasure inside is hidden.
Oh, egg.
Yeah, it's the Hobbit.
Egg.
Yeah, it's from the Hobbit.
Egg.
I didn't catch any of that.
It's fine.
It's okay. The answer's always good. Time or a river.
Yeah,
you know,
it's always something kind of stupid. But it's the only riddle I semi-remember, I guess.
Yeah, like a griffin? There's a griffin involved in that?
Yeah,
no?
Definitely.
Is there a griffin?
No,
I don't know.
There's no griffin in Lord of the Rings, Eric. Don't be ridiculous.
I like the one where I'll just drop this now for you and our listeners to chew on throughout the whole podcast.
Mm.
There's the one where... it's not my favorite one. It's okay. But where there is a cabin in the woods and
they're all
you
dead.
Know this one? Yeah.
The plane crashed.
Ah, fuck. All right. He's got it. Never mind. We're too good at riddles.
Yeah. That's like the super common one, right?
Look.
You could have told the riddle and let us stew on it.
Egg. It's egg.
You don't bury the survivors, Joe.
God.
Can't.
Don't bury
now,
your eggs.
Now I
hatch.
Hate riddles, so there's that.
Oh, I don't think anyone likes riddles. I think they just put up with riddles.
I love riddles, but...
All right, what are we talking about this week?
Nothing, apparently. It was riddles.
Every week, let's do something different.
Did you know the Emmys happened? I didn't realize the Emmys were happening until they were already, like, happening, and I caught it on Twitter, but the Emmys just happened this past weekend.
I did catch some of it. I don't watch the Emmys.
Same.
You shouldn't watch the Emmys. Who watches the Emmys? That's not a thing. But I did happen to catch a few of the who won this and who won that sort of things. And it's all like a bunch of shows I watch. So I was like, oh, that's fun. Ted Lasso won this and
Ted Lasso.
Roy Kent won that and
cleaned house.
Yeah.
So did The Crown kind of cleaned house. Anyway.
Yo. Oh, you wait. Did you make a face at The Crown?
No, I love...
Okay.
First season of The Crown is literally art. Like, it is art as a show. Like, it's the best representation of, like, visual moving art to me. The first season of The Crown. The way it's filmed, the music, the acting. John Lithgow in the first season.
Yeah,
the first season of The Crown is, like, absolutely phenomenal. In every way. There's not a bad episode. There's not a bad moment. Second season was pretty good. Third season is okay. It kind of took a little bit of a dive once they started changing cast. It's still good. It's still very watchable. But, man, that first season was just something else to me. But anyway, I'm going to kind of go over the list of things. And, like, there's some kind of disparaging things to kind of think about. First off, when we have supporting actress in a comedy series, there's a couple of Saturday Night Live people. There's Hacks. There's Flight Attendant. There's Ted Lasso. Right, only one of those shows is actually on like over the air TV, and that's Saturday Night Live, right? Which is kind of a growing trend if you look at it. Mm-hmm. Ted Lasso won supporting actress. Ted Lasso won supporting actor. Again, it's Hacks, which is an online show. Ted Lasso, the Chomsky Method. I'm not sure about that. That's Paul Reiser is on that because
that's that Michael Douglas show.
Yeah, where's that on at?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, I thought that's what it was. And then Saturday Night Live. When we're looking at supporting actresses in a limited TV series or film, in this one, it's only online shows, right? Hamilton, WandaVision, Queen's Gambit, Mayor of Easttown, which is what won Hamilton and Mayor of Easttown again. So, but it's like that for literally everything, right? Supporting actor is another online show. There's no... in-person, there's no over-the-air TV shows that are even nominated for that category. Drama series, it's the same kind of thing. The Crown won on that. Directing for a drama series, The Crown won on that. Supporting actress, another Crown win.
Ain't nobody trying to watch TV when it's on TV. That shit has commercials. Like, fuck that.
Right?
Like, I pay an extra $3 a month so I don't have to watch commercials. Like, no. Like, I watch Saturday Night Live on Sunday. So I can watch it without commercials. Like, Fuck that. Like, I can't even think of a network show that I watch. Yeah. I started watching the Superman and Lois show.
Which is
like
really
good. CW show.
But it's on CW.
I watched it on HBO. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it on an app or did you watch it live on broadcast?
Yeah, no way. I watched it on HBO. I wait until the whole season's out. Fuck, I even get pissed when streaming services don't drop the whole season at once. Like Hulu's doing this thing with Only Murders in the Building where they're doing like an episode a week.
That and Ted Lasso's so like good. That.
I'm like, fucking come on, bring it. Bring it. This is 2021. I need it all at once. Like this is, I do it on my schedule, bitches. Like I don't do it on your schedule.
I'm really starting to like the one a week thing. Like HBO or not HBO, but Disney's been doing that for all of their shows. And like Wednesday is like my like Marvel day. I watch whatever Marvel show they're releasing on Wednesday because it's every Wednesday. It's fantastic. Or like Star Wars was on a Friday. Like that's my Friday afternoon. We my wife and I literally get dinner, bring it home, and watch whatever it is. Like we've made it an event out of it.
That's okay. Which is I kind of see that. But for like event shows, I suppose. But like every show, like they
no,
like,
we
I want them to drop seasons. You know, like I understand it for Marvel because I'm the same way. I like watch Mando as they come out. You know, and make it fun. I'm doing What If right now. You know, like
yeah.
I watch them as they come out, usually on Sundays. Star Trek, I'm okay with doing it like that. But for like. I don't know. I think I just got so spoiled by Netflix's drop the whole season policy that I want the whole season.
But I think the problem with Netflix is like I think they are the maybe Hulu might be the worst of the like original programming on the online stuff. Like the Netflix stuff is really hit or miss to me.
Sir?
I think Netflix is super hit or miss.
Sir?
They either knock it out of the park or it's just kind of like it's okay.
Sir? Dragon Prince?
Yeah,
oh, Dragon Paper Belt.
Right. They hit it out of the park. Or
Castlevania? Sir?
Castlevania was pretty good. Yeah, I'll give you Castlevania. I'll give you that one.
Castlevania?
No, he's right, though. Elliot's right. There is a lot of schlock that they put out, too.
There's a lot of schlock on all those digital services.
No, dude. Yeah. HBO.
All
HBO,
of them.
Like,
nope.
HBO
nope.
shows Mm-mm. are all bangers.
No. No.
Every
that's
HBO
a,
show
that's,
is a banger.
That is false as fuck.
What's a banger? What's not a banger HBO show? What's
I don't know. I didn't watch it because it's not a banger.
They're all bangers, baby.
They're not.
All of them.
Mm-mm.
Succession.
Disagree.
Man, Watchmen.
But, okay,
oh,
so
no, there you go. There you go. Watchmen.
All bangers.
Oh, Watchmen was a great
dude,
show.
Watchmen was
did you
so
just call
good.
Watchmen
I sure did. I sure did. Watchmen was trash. Watchmen was trash. Could not get into it. Watchmen was trash. Said it.
Sorry,
controversial.
You didn't understand
yeah, yeah, yeah. Bring it on. Bring it on.
I'm not even going to address it. I'm not even want
to
talk
no,
about
you
it.
Don't have to.
I don't
like
want
back
to.
In the day, did you guys used to watch TV like back in before the internet or whatever? Like, did you used to watch TV the same way where it like because shows used to come out one at a time?
Episodically,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to watch, Lost. I watched Lost as it came out. Breaking
before,
Bad.
Yeah,
I watched
like,
Breaking
like
Bad
broadcast.
As it came out. Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do it any other way. But as soon as DVD box sets came out, then I started like feasting. And even when Netflix came out, like the early days of Netflix when they were sending DVDs to your house, I had this rotation. I'd get a disc of Mad Men, and then I'd get a disc of Breaking Bad, and then I'd get a disc of Walking Dead. And I just would cycle through those, you know, and that's how I consumed TV. So as soon as they actually started streaming shows, I was like, ooh.
So as soon as that, like, one drop at a time episodic thing was, as soon as it was possible to not do that, you immediately jump ship?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I just, And part of it is just the I got kids, I got a job, I have shit to do, and I do not like a cliffhanger. I'll take a cliffhanger at the end of my season, thank you, but I don't want to wait a week to see what happens in between episodes. I just want to hit play on the next one. I look at my wife, I say, you want to watch another one? And it's either yes or no, and if it's yes, I wanted to be there. So
the rest
anyhow,
of the
Emmys,
shows,
it was Emmys. We're talking about Emmys.
Last Week Tonight, which is on HBO proper, but that again, that's a cable, that's variety series, that's writing for a variety series. The only like live action TV show was Variety Sketch Series, and that was Saturday Night Live, which was only up against another show called A Black Lady Sketch Show, which I've never even heard of.
That's on HBO Max.
Is it? So that's the only.
Is it a banger?
It's a fucking banger.
Oh, weird. That's crazy.
It's
crazy.
A
I
fucking
knew it
banger, but
I knew
you've
it
never
was.
Heard of it. It's
I
a
haven't,
fucking banger.
Yeah, it's HBO. Of course it's banger.
Black Lady, listen, Black Lady Sketch Show is an underrated fucking banger. It is amazingly done. amazingly done. If you watch Insecure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So take the women from Insecure, give them a sketch show, and then let them bring their friends. And that's what it is. It's amazing. It's probably, oh, it's way funnier than Saturday Night Live, honestly, as of late. It's funny as fuck. It is a, I will give you that, banger. 100%. Black Lady Sketch Show should have won.
Prove my point. Fantastic. I love it.
No, you didn't prove anything. Wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. writing for a comedy series was Hacks, which is another online show. Directing for a comedy series, which was again Hacks.
Hacks was good.
Actress in a comedy series was Jean Smart in Hacks. Actor in a comedy series.
HBO Max.
Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso. I guess reality competition program was RuPaul, which is on VH1. And then let's see, directed for a limited anthology or series or movie was Queen's Gambit, which was Netflix. Writing for a limited anthology series or movie was I May Destroy You. Actress in a limited series was Kate Winslet, Mayor of Easttown. Actor in a limited series was Ewan McGregor, Halston. Actress in a drama series, Olivia Colman, The Crown. Actor in a drama series, Josh O'Connor, The Crown. Variety special live was Stephen Colbert, Election Night 2020. So there's the other on air, over the airwaves kind of winner. And then variety special was Hamilton.
So is the point that streaming is just dominating?
Not only
the
is
Emmys?
It dominating, but the other part that I found interesting was that like it's hosted by CBS. Right, like to watch the Emmys, you have to watch the over-the-air cable show that's saying all of these online like the programs cable. Are the place to watch your TV.
No, so you watch that shit on Paramount Plus the next day.
Yeah, and you can watch that on Paramount Plus the next day. So I just kind of thought it was kind of interesting that like it seems like we're really moving away from like over-the-air TV in all capacities.
Good. Like, fuck them.
Is there anything good is there anything good over the air TV other than to me sports, because that's just not over like online yet. But
when
like,
I watch a ESPN network show and it's good, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Like if I watch something that aired on NBC or CBS and it's actually good.
Can you think of the
they actually pulled one off. Like this is actually pretty good.
Can you think of the last time you saw something you liked on like an NBC or CBS? Other than Two Broke Girls, of course.
What? No. I mean, the closest I come is like FX shows, like What We Do in the Shadows and stuff like that.
Why
and that's a cable. Oh, that's a cable good. Network. Yeah. So no. I tried to watch that Manifest show that people were into that Netflix just saved, and I thought that was hot garbage. So no, I don't think so. Like SNL. I'll watch SNL, and that's kind of it from networks.
I don't even watch SNL. I kind of do like the highlights because – places post like the good sketches,
right?
So I don't even watch like all of SNL. I haven't done that in a decade.
We kind of hate watch it, you know, like we kind of sit there and like, oh, that one sucked, you know, and then that one sucked too, and then they'll do a good one, you know.
I watch the shit out of SNL.
Do you?
Yeah.
On network.
I love the news. I think the Colin Jost and Michael Che, they're the best part of the show every single week.
When they trade jokes, man.
Oh, it's hysterical. It kills me. Makes me cry. Yeah, they're really good together.
So that was my thing. I thought it was just kind of interesting. It's the start of the award season, right? Like it's the beginning of it. So we'll start to get movies and stuff like that. Because this is like the Oscar movie window, right? This is like Cry Macho just came out, which is terrible.
And nobody watched it.
Oh, have you seen it? I watched like 20 minutes of it. I was like,
what is
not
it?
For me. It's
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood's new movie, because that old bag of bones is still directing, writing, and starring in movies.
Is he not supposed to?
Oh, his last couple ones have been real real swings and misses.
What the fuck is he supposed to do? Like, he's an actor, producer.
He's like 90 something. Like,
have a license?
Okay, what the fuck is he supposed to do?
Whatever he wants, but
there you go.
He gets to make movies, but they are terrible.
That,
he has
that
not
drives
made
you crazy.
A good one. Forever.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know about that one. That's not,
you're not,
it's not the jam.
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Hey, it's the Elliot Police. I need to see your license to make movies.
You
at this
can do whatever you want.
What are you doing? You're over 40? Stop rapping. Like what?
You old bag of bones, get off the stage.
Yeah. Let us young podcasters tell you what's going on.
All right, it's all right to be directing, but I have to give you a citation for acting in the movies.
Yeah. You're too old. I mean, look at you. You're
his problem is
too
no
old.
One tells him no. It's the George Lucas problem. No one tells that guy no because he's Clint Eastwood.
Gaming Nexus does not condone
terrible.
the
ageism.
Ageism.
Oh,
from Elliot.
Yeah, he doesn't have. He just happens to be old.
He does look like a skull with skin stripes.
Oh, he definitely looks
fucking
like the
crazy.
Goalkeeper. Yeah, no, he's
caught a glimpse of the lost ark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And yet still alive. And yet still alive. It's amazing.
Oh my god.
Eric, you brought up a really interesting point in our little chat the other day, which was something that I've actually been kind of thinking about. I know the Diablo 2, we got a key for it, or we were offered a key or the chance for it, and I don't know if anyone jumped on it, but I didn't. I purposefully was like, I don't think I want to play the new Diablo game. And I think a lot of people kind of feel the same way.
Yeah, so okay, so where we ended up on it was Joe was interested because he's never played a Diablo game before.
Ever.
And then it's an online thing. So I said, if we can take two, then I would play with Joe and we'd stream it. And if needed, I would review it. So, but since then, it hasn't come around yet. It's not time for them to send us the keys yet. I've really been noticing online and not so much like, obviously I've seen everybody like, we're not going to cover Blizzard games anymore, you know, or fans saying you shouldn't cover Blizzard games anymore. But
because
I've noticed,
just to say it in case you aren't following, because of the sexual harassment allegations,
right?
I had an article up that was like a timeline of like all the Blizzard, and I was like, this is going to be boring. I'm not going to go through this, but suffice to say that you know they were sued in July for long term malfeasance and sexual deviance amongst their executives and at official company events and against their employees and so on. And since then, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. You know, this executive leaves, that executive is fired, they're replaced by this one. Oh, that one leaves. Oh, now the head legal counsel leaves because he realizes it's such a shit show. You know, like it just has been really quite bad to the point where I'm wondering if Activision is like, oh, we should not have bought Blizzard. this might have been a bad investment. It seemed so dope at the time, but now. But anyhow, so I've noticed online, like, you know how you get sponsored tweets, like, mixed in your Twitter feed? There have been sponsored tweets for Diablo 2 coming out soon. And, like, normally those things have, like, 10,000 likes, 30,000 likes. You know, like, a sponsored Star Wars tweet, you know, has like 5,000 or 6,000 likes. Man, these Diablo 2 tweets have had like 4 likes, you know,
really
21 likes. And I was thinking like, man, like the public might really like boycott this thing. And so I got an email yesterday and it was one of those statistic emails that we get from time to time. Sometimes I forward them to Elliot and we talk about them on the show. But this one was basically saying that in the last 3 years, Blizzard's online gamers have been halved. Like, they have been cut by 50%. And there's one point where they have these little graphs, and there's one point in July where Overwatch just goes pew and like just drops like a rock, man. It just plummets. And the WoW players have like dissipated, you know, they could always count on that WoW cash coming in. You know, they were riding that gold mine for 15, 20 years, however long it's been. And that seems to have, while not dried up, definitely, I don't know if it was like an overhead shot of a lake, global warming would have shrunk it, you know, like it's Lake Baikal'd. So it really got me thinking, like, is anybody gonna cover Diablo 2? Like, when it comes right down to it, and there's no way of knowing ahead of time, like, other than the few outlets that just put a stake in the ground and said, we're not covering Blizzard until this is resolved. Like, I'm wondering, like, are the major outlets gonna cover this game? You know, or are they going to boycott it? And, you know, we Gaming Nexus, traditionally, we cover games. We don't And sometimes we cover like the making of games, but we don't cover the politics behind games. And, you know, we've kind of stuck to that, you know, like when Ubisoft was having all of its troubles, which is still having some troubles, you know, we don't write about that stuff. It's not our gig, partially because we don't have the resources to invest into like properly investigating that stuff. We don't have the connections at the companies to like poke around, and we don't have sources, you know, and we would just be regurgitating what we found on other sites, you know, which feels kind of gross and kind of irresponsible and kind of just clickbaity about a topic that we don't have firsthand knowledge of. So we don't engage in that all that much. But like, I'm starting to wonder, with Blizzard be in the mood and the environment and so on, like, should we be covering this game? You know, like, do we take a stand on this and say like, Blizzard, you've been real gross lately, we're not sure if we want to engage with this, or is it, you know, our obligation to kind of stick with what we've always done and it, like, just talk about the game itself, you know, which is a very beloved, long-standing, classic level game. So that's kind of, you know, and I don't have an answer. I did not come to this with a preconceived answer, but I was just kind of wondering what you guys' thoughts were on the issue. We can talk through it. We can talk through it together.
I mean, I think there's a couple of things to think about, right? Do you feel comfortable giving them money? All right, that's your money, right? Which is, you're totally allowed to do that or not to do that. And if you're going to boycott them, is that going to have a significant impact on the game, on the outcome of the sales of the game? What are you trying to do by not covering it, right? What message are you sending by not covering it? Because it's a message, right? No matter what.
I counter with a statement released by Vicarious Visions. And they say, do what you feel is right. Period.
Right.
That's all they said. They said, do what you feel is right. Yeah. The people who are making the remake, the HD version of it.
And that's just it. It's not. It's not.
That's the studio that works for Activision, who is their publisher.
That's correct.
For Blizzard, who is their publisher. So they're the ones who are actually making the game.
The studio. That's right.
Yeah. So Vicarious Visions. Joe, do you have a list there of other games that Vicarious Visions has done?
I'll get one up.
I believe they're the ones that do like these really high-end remakes, not even remasters. They like rebuild games from the ground up.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the new Crash Bandicoot.
The Crash Bandicoot was the one I was thinking about, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Kind of like what Seven Points done.
But they're the people who... the Guitar Hero ports, Transformers, Spyros for Game Boy Advance. I mean, they go back. They have a history.
Yeah.
And they're not named in this Halt lawsuit. Like, they're not named at all.
Yeah, they're not the people doing the bad stuff, right?
Right. That's right. So they're saying, you know, do whatever you feel is right, which means Vicarious Visions is not going to go, like, you know, in terms of not giving them money. Right, your question, Elliot. I don't think Vicarious Visions is going to be like, "Oh, we're going under." They don't. I don't think they care, but you know, it's kind of like whatever happens happens.
Yeah, it's interesting because like in doing a review, we are not giving the developers or the studio that made it money, obviously. Mm-hmm. We are in a way just covering a product that has been released. It's kind of like a film reviewer. Do you cover the new Mel Gibson movie? You know,
sure.
Artist, right? It's
the art from the artist.
That's a hard conversation to have. Yeah. Right?
It is a hard conversation to have. And like, most likely, like, Diablo 2 was an excellent game. Vicarious Visions is an excellent developer. Most likely, this is going to be a badass, you know, like, it's going to be well done. It's not going to have some of the problems that Diablo games have had in the past on release, you know, maybe, but I'm guessing it won't.
Probably not.
Just due to its pedigree and Vicarious Visions reputation. So, you know, if I review it, there's a good chance that it might be a good review. I mean, I don't want to say for sure, but I haven't played it yet, but,
And that is a kind of currency. Like the it is a kind of currency. Attention on a game is really valuable to a developer.
Exactly.
If someone reviews my game and like gets someone talking about it, that's going to be more in sales to me than if just a reviewer had bought it and said nothing.
But then the question comes to mind, like, yes, we obviously condemn the actions of these executives and their behavior, but we don't condemn every single person that works for Blizzard. Mm-hmm. You know, like there are tons of devs and marketing people and, you know, product people and artists and musicians and all sorts of people that, you know, that work on these games. Like, do they deserve the coverage despite the actions of the executives? You know, well, like, do we honor their work?
So
or dishonor it if it's but you know, do we acknowledge their work in spite of the behavior of the leadership at the company? You know,
I'll take that from you and pitch it to Elliot. Elliot, do you support Mass Effect because it's developed by BioWare, even though it's pushed out by EA? And you know EA is shit.
I
published by EA. Yeah.
I find that I do not struggle as much as some people, and it's probably because of my lack of empathy towards anything in general. I just don't care at all. Right? It has nothing to do with like. But Bold. I don't. I know.
Flex.
I can easily separate the art from the artist in a lot of aspects. I think that's something I don't struggle with doing. You're right. I don't know. Should I? I probably don't care enough. I probably don't care enough, and it probably doesn't bother me as much as it should. Realistically, am I still going to play Mass Effect? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Am I going to play Diablo 2? You know, the beta or whatever it was a couple of weeks ago at this point, maybe even a month ago, and they were giving out keys to try it, and I didn't even try. You know, if you pre-ordered the game, you got into the beta for free too, and I was like, I just don't really want to drop it. But for me, the reason why I chose not to participate in that was because I purchased the last remake, which was Warcraft 3, and it was terrible. And I was like kind of burned by it. And I was like, I'll wait till the reviews come out. So that's what I'm going to do. If my friends are going to play it, am I going to play it? Probably, because I only have a couple of friends and I need to keep them as my friends. And if I don't play, then I won't have as many friends, right? So it's weird. So yeah, you know, EA is notoriously like the worst company to work for, like year after year, like they rank up there, but it didn't stop me from getting into the Mass Effect, you know, remake. I love the hell out of that game.
Right.
So,
and a lot of people did.
Yeah.
And there wasn't this conversation about it, you know, like EA kind of swells, like the distaste for them swells and ebbs. You know, and it was we're in an ebb right now, so there's not a lot of EA backlash. It's nothing super bad has happened out of them lately. I don't know. Like, I don't have an answer. I don't expect us to come up with an answer, but it's just something that I've been thinking about and struggling with a little bit. So I don't know. Just thoughts. Just having them thoughts.
Yeah. I think it boils down to, you know, how much can Activision Blizzard do to correct this? And when do, not the victims, because the victims are going to forgive, if they forgive at all, when they want to forgive. But as the consumer, when do you want to forgive? And I think that's it's up to us or the, you know, do we say, oh, Activision Blizzard is making these cuts and they're firing these people? Do we say they're doing their, you know, the due diligence, I guess, and then say we're going to review Diablo 2 because they're doing the due diligence? Now, if Activision Blizzard had all this shit going on and they was like, we're releasing Diablo 2 next month, I could see where the dilemma would be. But I'm kind of in the realm of Elliot where I'm like, I see them moving forward, and I still play Overwatch.
Yeah.
So they're renaming a whole character in Overwatch, and well, I was so like, shit.
In my old job, we had this thing where we would teach old people how to drive, and we could pass them or not pass them. But the rule was, they just have it to
back,
be old.
Back
well,
to the
for,
old thing.
For young kids, they take the driving test, but old people, you're like, oh, or should they be allowed to drive? Here, do this evaluation, right? And the requirement was a good faith effort. Did they put in a good faith effort to
improve? Did they try?
In a good faith effort? Has Blizzard been trying to put in a good faith effort since this?
I think that's up to everybody's own perception, right?
So
yeah, and we don't know. Like, a lot of it is we don't know. Like, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We don't know what's happening behind closed doors. We don't know, like, on a day-to-day what the experience of working there is like. And we don't have a way to know, you know, outside of the press reports that we see on, like, Polygon or whatever.
We depend on those outlets that do have those resources and have the ability to cover that to inform our decision just as much.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, back before the internet, like, people would get mad at companies and then just go in there and be like, I'm not eating at this McDonald's anymore. McDonald's would be like, there's 7 billion other people to eat at this McDonald's. Fuck you. You know, but like, the internet really, like, gives people a voice for better or for worse, you know, and these groundswell actions take place and companies better beware if they don't pay attention to that sort of stuff, because I mean, here's Blizzard, you know,
we're seeing the effects,
reaping the whirlwind. Yeah,
their likes on Twitter are down, man. That's not serious.
Oh man,
Joe, you had some rumors you wanted to talk about, which you're not a rumor guy, are you? You're not a big rumor guy.
I'm not a rumor guy, right? I actually avoid rumors. I hate them. I avoid leaks. I avoid rumors. Any publication that posts anything, rumor that this is going to be this new thing that's about to come out, I avoid it like the fucking plague.
Joe notoriously will fight people who spread rumors.
110%. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's just, it goes back to Eric just talked about the groundswelling. Well, the groundswelling of the Nintendo Switch Pro. Everybody thought it was coming. And Nintendo said, fuck you. We never said that was happening. Here's this OLED Switch. So, what? Okay. We are, Eric, Gaming Nexus in a nutshell is what?
Explain.
Quiz.
Gaming Nexus is a online news and reviews website.
Online news and reviews website, right?
Yeah.
So, is it our responsibility to... and we have our opinions on video games and the whatnot, and we give reviews and our streams
and occasional editorials as well.
Occasional editorials. So does the responsibility fall on us to where if we share a leak or a rumor and it turns out that it's not true, does that hurt our reputation at all?
I would say yes, but we don't fuck with rumors. Like,
we do not fuck with rumors. That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah, no, we absolutely do not. Like, if it's not fact, then we don't mess with it. News, yes. Reviews, yes. Opinions, yes. Rumors, nah, I'm not messing with all that. No, so why would we waste the time?
So, yeah, I think I take it back to the old clickbait saying, you know? You post that on your thing, and then it gets clicks, and then everybody comments on it, and then your site gets traffic. So I understand the logic, but so Elliot, are you a rumors guy?
I like rumors. Rumors are fun to me. Yeah. It's fun. So it's fun to play in that space. It's fun. The Spider-Man movie is coming out. It's fun to play in that space of what could be. I get excited thinking about, maybe this will happen in it. I like it.
Marvel's
doing
a whole TV show about that.
Yeah, exactly.
What if?
What's that?
Marvel's doing their whole What If TV show about that, right?
Yeah, sure.
I love that. I love the
not just baseless speculation.
I love the guessing.
The TV show.
I even like the baseless speculation or the, like, this could be cool. What if this happens? Or, you know, that's one thing. Another thing is, like, are you familiar with the whole Star Wars Kathleen Kennedy kind of rumor thing that has been going around for a couple of years where apparently she's going to get kicked out of Lucasfilms any second now. At any second, she's going to get kicked out for the last
There's
3 or 4 years.
There's a warrant out for her arrest
for
already.
What?
For destroying the new trilogy. She was terrible. She did a horrible job. They're going to reset Star Wars. They're going to disavow the new trilogy. It's been a rumor that's been going around for years, right?
I'm so glad that this is on video.
Is it fun for me to be like, oh, that's kind of cool, to be like, ooh, what would it be like if they got rid of, like, a trilogy of Star Wars films, and we're just like, no,
they
this is not
won't. You know that's not happening.
You know that, and I know. We both know that. Is it fun to be like, oh, what would that look like if they tried to redo that trilogy? That would be kind of cool. I like that. That's fun to me. I like to sit
with the
and think
knowledge
about that.
But grounded in the knowledge that this is not
for
a
me,
thing
I
that
have
might
that,
be happening.
It's, I think
it's
I can
a, it's
able
a fun
to do that.
What
yeah.
if? Yeah,
yeah
it's an
fun.
Intellectual exercise.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like doing a crossword. I do it because like I'm trying to expand my vocabulary, right? I'm trying to like grow
yeah.
in my.
Those words don't really mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Crossword's right. not making a statement. Yeah, it's just words. It what yeah, if they were real? What if they?
Okay, so then I'll piggyback on your fun. Why do you get so disappointed when these rumors turn out to be false?
I mean,
like why? You play in this space and you're like, ah, there's no way it could be, but it's going to happen, but I don't know. And then when it does not happen, and there is a podcast.
When you say
where
you,
it didn't,
I think you're not necessarily talking
right,
about,
general,
about
the
Elliot.
General you.
General,
the general you. The
yeah.
general you. Why do you get so mad when it doesn't happen?
All right, like, let's take WandaVision.
It's almost autumn. I think I need to go buy a hay bale and make a straw man to keep in the background for just when Joseph is doing these.
So like if you
are
take
you,
WandaVision,
am I
right?
straw man? Am I straw?
I mean,
man?
I just the way you're like you ask these like Socratic questions of Elliot. So tell me, why do you like rumors? And
oh,
why does a person
me and Elliot,
such
listen,
as this?
because me and Elliot print fucking money. That's why.
That's
right.
right?
We
All
make
right,
great
go ahead, counterfeiters.
If we think about WandaVision, right, and to spoil that, everyone was convinced that the bad guy in WandaVision was this person.
It was Mephisto.
Right. And it yeah. was not, right?
It was not.
But, like, when you watch it, it's fun to be like, again, week after week, to be like, oh, look, it is. Look at these things here, that, or the way that they stand, or look at that shadow. And then when it's not, you're like, ah, it could have been cooler. I guess. Or maybe it wasn't.
Well, you know, like, what the fuck with... let me just... WandaVision, Quicksilver, what the fuck? Like, I still don't understand, like, what the fuck they were doing there. Like, why did they cast Evan Peters as Quicksilver?
I think they
why?
Nintendo'd you.
Why
I think
did they do that?
Yeah, I think like, they Nintendo'd you. I think they Nintendo'd you. They right. Nintendo'd you. Somebody fucking was like, oh shit, Metroid yeah. Prime Trilogy. And it was like, oh, they're on to
that's
us.
A real rumor.
Push that
that's
shit
really
back.
Happening. It's really
like, push that
there
shit back.
There is not. That is not. There's no completed Metroid Prime Trilogy. Joseph, you are living in the exact same
Wait,
space
whoa,
as this
character. That's not, that, no, I am living in your world now, sir.
All right.
I don't think there's a Metroid Prime Trilogy either. But
okay.
There are motherfuckers who, and if this is announced tomorrow, Max, do you know how much fucking crow we're gonna
oh my
eat?
God.
Wait. Oh.
If it's announced tomorrow
oh,
for this Nintendo
so
Direct,
funny.
I swear
oh,
to God,
that's
Max,
even better.
Halloween
Max,
Decker,
oh,
we will go to the Halloween
better.
Store, which is opening. We will buy a fake crow, saute oh, it, please.
And eat the shit.
Deep, yeah,
Done.
Air fryer.
We will eat
yeah.
it. We will eat. Listen, print that shit right now. We will eat crow on camera for everybody to see. If that fucking happens tomorrow, because I'm going to be pissed. But, yeah, you say it's fun, okay, but the disappointment, I just don't, that's the part I don't get, right?
I don't
get the disappointment doesn't just stay home. The disappointment goes, oh, you motherfuckers, I thought it was going to happen. Oh, you motherfuckers, you know, like, yeah. fuck Nintendo, fuck Xbox, and fuck PlayStation. I thought it was going to happen.
But Joe,
a lot of that is the internet, right? The anonymity of the internet. Happening, I think there's some
right. You gotta think about how do rumors get started, right?
Yeah,
they get started by jealous people, and they get mad seeing something they had that somebody else was holding. Yeah, you're not with me.
No, wait, what?
How do rumors get started? Get started by jealous people, and they get mad.
You had to sing it to me. I got. Look at all these rumors. You gotta play that in the beginning.
Matt song. This
no,
is
no.
Matt song, is it?
There's a song. It's
different,
terrible.
Great album,
though.
Song. Great album.
It's terrible. Don't great go album. Listen to that other one.
Timex Social Club. Look at all these rumors.
Surround me every day. Will you?
So are we.
They're turning it off. Yeah,
so are... sorry. So are we just here to talk about how if some people do really invested in rumors, that that's not great for them?
Well,
or
so
did you have some
rumor?
Rumors for us?
What
yeah,
was the,
like,
yeah. What was the?
I thought you had a rumor.
Oh no! So it was based on the direct is tomorrow, right? And yeah. Everybody's already starting.
There's a Nintendo
Chronicles
Direct
3.
Tomorrow.
There's a Nintendo Direct tomorrow. Xenoblade yeah. Chronicles 3, Metroid Prime Trilogy, Waluigi, blah, 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 blah. And I know exactly what the fuck is going to happen. Tomorrow, Nintendo is going to announce none of that shit. And people are going to fucking be pissed because they lived in their own goddamn realities that all these things, all these rumors, all these leaks, 4chan and Joker and all this other bullshit was going to happen. And it doesn't. And they're so mad. And they're so mad. And I'm like, no one fucking announced this. No one did. Why are you mad? Why?
Every week you come on here, Joe, and every week you're like the biggest Nintendo apologist on the whole face of the earth.
I
like,
said PlayStation
like, and
Xbox
too. And they got
mad
at Nintendo. Why'd they get mad
well,
at Nintendo?
Well, Nintendo's the only...
Nintendo prints
the,
money.
The PlayStation. The PlayStation thing. The PlayStation thing that just released, right? People was like, oh, this is going to be announced and this is going to be... And none of that... Actually, they gave you more... than what you thought was going to be announced, and people were still mad. Like, what the fuck? Why?
I mean,
tell me why.
People are always going to get mad, right? I mean, there's always going to be a vocal group of people that want more.
I'm going to go back always. To you then. Why? Why are you mad that the rumors that you believed were not true?
Yeah, I don't know why they are.
Okay.
I mean, it's super rational, but I mean, it does. Like, I can guess at the logic. They really, really want something. And so because they want it, they try to find evidence that supports, you know, to get it, because they're looking for it. You find evidence that confirms your biases and you're like, oh, wait, I maybe this started out as a thing I wanted but didn't expect. But then because I was thinking about it so much, I saw some things that could be interpreted maybe as a positive for Waluigi being in Smash. And then you're like, oh, well, the year of Luigi was the other year. It's a 5-year cycle. This could be the year of Waluigi. Somebody made that fan trailer and, you know, like, and then, you know, it builds up in your head and like it started out as you knew it was wrong. But then you're just disappointed and you're a child on the internet man acting like a child on the internet. And you just don't know how to express a healthy disappointment because it's really not an emotion that's explored super often in a safe, understandable way.
You literally just described QAnon.
Motherfucking Max. That's why he's here. Thank you, Max. That's
You're
the
welcome.
Answer I wanted. We can move on now, you fuckers. And Max and Eric.
Yeah. That's fine. I get it. Fan the flames.
You know I love you, Elliot.
I know you do.
Move it on. Sorry.
So, Max, what did you bring to share with us this week?
All right. Small podcast note, point of order. We've taken about 15 minutes in everybody's segment, and I want to leave us enough time. We usually go about an hour. I want to leave us enough time to get to listener questions.
Listener questions. We'll keep yours moving along.
I do want to do this because I did do my homework this week and I want everyone to be proud of me.
Good job, Max.
Good job, Max.
Thank you. So Niantic, the company behind Pokemon Go, most famously, and their previous work, Ingress, they're a developer that makes these augmented reality games. And the game is basically... go to a place in the physical real world with your phone and you'll be able to do an object at various points of interest throughout the world and it'll somehow relate to a game. And that's their whole thing. Pretty much everybody knows about Pokemon going to the polls. Like they were, they previously announced a Settlers of Catan game called Catan World Explorers, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think maybe earlier in the year they announced this or maybe last year, and they've had it beta testing basically in select markets. I think it was in like New Zealand and Australia and Belgium and a couple other places. So they were sort of like setting it up, testing it out, tweaking things. And they announced, I think today or maybe yesterday, that they're not ending up, they're canning it. They said that the design really just wasn't working. They couldn't really get the design worked out to a way they liked it. It didn't really feel like Catan, the game that is universally adored when they had everything together. And so they've basically they're shelving it. They've cut off the ability to pay money into it, and they're going to start winding it down over the course of the next couple months. I thought that was kind of interesting for a couple reasons. It's an interesting thing to look and see that we don't get a lot of when a company is, or a studio is developing a game and gets pretty far into it, but still decides to not go ahead with it. There's tons and tons of games that get an unknown amount of completion and just, they haven't been announced or whatever, and they're just silently canceled, or we know very, very little about them and they're canceled, like that Star Wars game that was really
right.
big.
1313. Yeah.
Yeah. Or wasn't there another one called like Ragtag or something?
There was a Silent Hill game that got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Or that, yeah.
StarCraft.
We know very, very little about those mostly. We just know that they were going to be a game and then it ended up they weren't. But this is kind of interesting because it was out. Like, plenty of people in the world played it, and you can sort of look into, I haven't done this yet, but I might. Or I might get wrapped up in some other homework for next week. Like seeing like, okay, why, what about this design was really suffering enough to lead them to cancel it? Or I'm looking forward to hopefully someone with those resources to actually investigate this, figuring out what was wrong with it. Like, or was it like, could they not monetize it well? Were they really design problems? Like, what was wrong with it?
Yeah, it's
interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, after the success of Pokemon Go, there were all sorts of pretenders to the throne. There was, mm-hmm. like, a Harry Potter one, mm-hmm. where you could wander around and fight the Fantastic Beasts or whatever the hell. And there was the Minecraft one, right?
Which was terrible. The Minecraft one was really rough. We reviewed that on Budget Arcade. It was very rough.
But you would think Niantic, since they, I mean, Egress was kind of the, Ingress? Yeah. It was kind of the first one, right? It was like the first one that used kind of Google Maps, and you would go around the world and like look for, I don't know, not gyms, but whatever it was, to do the little fights.
It was one of three teams, yeah. And it was just claiming territory, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were the ones that really kind of broke the ground on that format, and then like absolutely hit it out of the park by using Pokemon, right? And following the same kind of gameplay loop, but added Pokemon in. So you would think if anybody could do it, it would be them. And I would also assume that they put a fair amount of money into that. Like, the license itself probably wasn't cheap. Like,
they got those Poke dollars.
Catan isn't like Monopoly, but is getting there, you know. Like, mm-hmm. it's like it has become a classic in its own right. And then of course all the money into like, God, not just the development, but all that structure that goes around it, you know, like all the servers to run it. And, you know, yeah. So there must have been something pretty tragic going on with it if they just decided to shut it down instead of, you know. But there's also the psychology of just not throwing good money after bad, like, and just cutting your losses, mm-hmm. and saying, you know, that's it. Like, it didn't work. These people that we have playing it don't like it. We asked them what we can do to make them like it, and they said nothing, we hate it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's time to call it.
And it looks like the only statement they released on it was that it just, oh, we're so proud of the game we made, however we got a little too complicated and a little too far from the original Catan game. So they said a location-based MMO game was a very tough challenge. Trying to adapt a well-designed board game to a global location-based MMO game was a tough challenge. We're so proud of the game we made. However, we got a little too complicated and a little too far from the original game. It goes on to say mm-hmm. that Pokemon Go and the Harry Potter game, both made by the same company, making big money. Printing
very,
fucking money.
Very successful. Yeah.
Oh, Wizards United is still... I thought everybody didn't like that one.
I thought everybody didn't like it too, but I guess not.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, if there is a company that has the money in the bank that says, that can say, okay, we can just shut this down and take our losses, it's probably them, right? Like, mm-hmm. they need to be like, oh, we made these four and this one out of the four wasn't quite working. And it is a weird adaptation too. Like, Catan right. is a little like tight action or like strategy game that you play with a few friends for like an hour. Right. And to try to take that and blow it out into a location based MMO, you know,
but like, it's
like
the,
what, you just
tournament,
wander around
right?
like getting wheat, like what are you doing?
Basically,
You found more rocks.
You trade the wheat.
you go meet on the corner and like, okay, I'm going to give you like 6 wheat for like 4 rocks.
I read up a little bit more about it to try to figure out what sort of where the design fell apart, and it was really hard to parse out without playing it myself. But it was basically like, yeah, you go to your Pokestop and you get wheat. But you know, maybe your area just doesn't have a lot of sheep in it because the sheep are like the next county over. So you've got to like, you can trade up with NPCs to get sheep, and like you're sort of, you're, you know, getting a bunch of things, you know, a bunch of wheat, and sort of funneling those into less and less sheep, and then funneling those combined into less and less resources. And you sort of build up a home base with you and your team.
So it was boring. Is what you're telling me is it was boring.
I mean, I didn't get any. I didn't play it. I didn't really have time to find any sentiment on it. It seemed pretty mixed. But I mean, have you guys played the other games? Aren't they? Couldn't you kind of all describe them as describe them all as boring?
Well,
just go to a place and get a thing, man.
Yeah,
I think it depends on who you're asking. Yeah.
Pokemon Go, Elliot, still a fucking hit.
Look,
Elliot loves Pokemon Go, right?
I loved Pokemon Go. Played it a lot. I played it on and off a couple of different times. I played Ingress. It was okay. I tried the Harry Potter one. It was just okay. I tried the Minecraft one. It was not very good to me. But that was just for me. But I mean, if you think about like Pokemon's like the biggest video game franchise. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter's one of the biggest movie franchises. You know, Catan is one of the biggest board game franchises. Minecraft is the other, you know, like they're taking giant properties and like, right. I mean, if you had to choose another board game to make into, you know, Ingress after Catan, I don't know what you would try. You'd have to go
Risk.
With like a Monopoly or a
Monopoly.
Risk.
No, Risk. I mean, real world Risk. Real world AR
yeah.
Risk. I'm taking Australia.
So.
Oh, real world Monopoly would be pretty funny, though. I just bought your house, bitch.
That's right. People just standing out in front of your house with their phones.
And I'm putting a hotel on this bitch later on. So.
Real world Monopoly is just the real world, Joe. You're just giving your landlord money because you need a place to stay.
He's right.
Sorry.
He's right. I guess the game has already been taken down. And then it will sunset on November 18th. You can spend your remaining gold balance before the end of the game.
But they're also transferring it, right? I saw
yeah,
something.
And you can also
yeah.
transfer your gold over to Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Does that come across? How does that come across as Pokemon? As do you get Pikachus?
Coins.
Do
you
get,
have coins
oh,
to buy coins, things. You can coins. Buy things.
Okay, it'd be kind of cute if like all your sheep resources came across as like Mareep, and your ore
oh
came across
God.
As Geodudes, and like
we're in deep, ladies and gentlemen. That's Max in deep. That's dope.
So Eric, what are some of those questions that you had for us?
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So to wrap it up, we have some listener questions. So we had some listeners, they asked some listener questions. So. Polaris Sucks, also known as I Like Fast Internet, who is a supporter, a Gaming Nexus supporter, and like this person, and I don't even know if it's male or female, this person
won't follow me on Twitter because I follow them.
Or other
follow
yeah.
me on Twitter. How dare
yeah
you.
reads our stuff and
they didn't
and
follow you
to the podcast
yeah, they didn't.
And
I followed them. I know, I was so hurt.
They followed me.
Do they really? You've chosen Polaris, and I hate you.
All right, Polaris.
Elliot's
got
beef. You must be an old man. You must be old.
Meet what? In the Denny's parking lot. We're going to throw down.
You look old from your profile
wow.
picture.
So Polaris
it's
sucks,
the default picture, by the way.
Wanted to ask about like some of our favorite indies. You know, often cheap, widely available, and too often overlooked.
Oh,
like,
man.
Basically some recommendations. So I'll kick it off. I went through like my last year of reviews and just pulled some that I really liked. So
nice.
Boxed In. It's a VR game made by this guy in England. It's $6. It's like a puzzly Tetris thing, except you're in a room and the blocks are coming towards you. So you have to stand there and like match the colors so you don't get squashed by the blocks. That one is awesome. Heroes of Hammerwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Blitworks.
Blitworks, that's the name of the game. I don't care Blit what works. You guys call it. Blit works.
It's a great online four player, Joe?
Yeah.
Dungeon crawler, kinda reminiscent of like Gauntlet.
So sweet.
But like way deeper, you know, lots of cool mechanics. Fogs, which was covered by or published by CoatSync as PHOGS. It's a two player cooperative puzzle game. It's very cute and very fun. Windbound, available on like everything, including Stadia. It's like an exploration survival game. It's super cool. Pistol Whip, the VR shooter with the music, and you have to shoot the guys in rhythm to the music. That is a badass. Yeah. Krayta, we've been talking a lot about Roblox lately. Krayta is a game that does Roblox right, so there's no monetization. You can get in there and you can play, and there's like cosmetics monetized, like you can buy stuff for your character, but you don't have to try to sell your games. You just put them up there and people can play them, and it's a really fun, intuitive game creation game.
Is that better? Is that worse? You don't make any money. Who knows?
Yeah. Don't want to open that can of worms again. And my last one, always Zen Pinball. Man, I love the Zen
Pinball
games.
You're a big pinball guy, though, right?
No, I suck at pinball.
Oh, I
can't
you were
play
really
pinball.
Into it.
I'm terrible at it, and I'm terrible at Zen Pinball. Like I am not skilled, and I have nerve problems in my hands. And if I hold the controller like that for too long, my hands go numb. And ooh. So I'm like, they're like trying to do it one handed. But I love them. I just love them. Like the Bethesda Zen Pinball set, where there's like the Doom table, the Fallout table, and the Skyrim table is just so excellent. And the Star Wars pinball. And they just made the VR Star Wars pinball where you win, like, you get stupid little ships and you can put them down on the stupid little shelves in your stupid little basement and, like, decorate the room and put posters up and shit. It's fantastic. It's so good. So, yeah, Zen Pinball, big, big support.
I have a couple.
What do you guys? Got some indies?
Yeah, I got Wargroove, which is, like, an Advanced Wars style game. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love Wargroove.
Yeah, man.
I played that a couple years ago, and I've played it I think twice since, and I've gone through it. It's just a lot of fun. I love the pass and play feature to that. Bug Fables, which was a lot of fun. I really liked Bug Fables a lot. It's a lot like old school Paper Mario. It's like a Paper Mario style kind of game.
That
came out. It's very good, very enjoyable. I have not finished it, but I really liked it. I have Children of Morta. Which
a lot
is
of people about just sorry, just no. Not to interrupt your rapid fire list, but a lot of people were saying that Bug Fables was what they wanted out
yes.
of the more recent Paper Mario games.
Yeah,
that
a lot
they
of
didn't.
People.
Wow.
That. Yeah, yeah, it's much more like the older school. It's a lot more like Thousand Year Door. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I haven't played that, but
oh, so good.
People say it's good.
Yeah. Children of Morta, which is a roguelike. I do a lot of the roguelike. Indies because they're fun to get into, like Hades. I loved Hades, but I don't think anyone that's like tried Hades dislikes Hades. Dicey Dungeons is another roguelike that I really like. It requires a lot of like luck on the dice rolling, but it's okay.
Such are dice.
Crypt of the Necrodancer, which is a roguelike but like to the beat of music, and the soundtrack's phenomenal. And the same company made Cadence of Hyrule. Which is like a Zelda version, which is even better because
so
the music, it's just, and then the one that I just played, and Eric played it too, and I think Joe played it with us too, was Tribes of Midgard.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely love Tribes of Midgard. So,
yeah.
And that's on the PC. That's kind of like a bigger indie game, I think, but that's the only game that they've made. They're called Norsefell. Yeah, Norsefell. So.
I didn't even think about that one as an indie because it was published by Gearbox, but yeah. Good call. Good call, man.
Tribes of Midgard might be my game. It's the game I played the most this year, I think. It's Tribes of Midgard. I've really enjoyed that. And then you got like your Spelunkies. I like those games too. Those are pretty good. So, how about you, Joe? You got any?
The Messenger, which was the Ninja Gaiden type game that switched between the 8-bit and 16-bit in the middle of the game.
That's
that
right.
Shit was amazing.
Like as a plot device and game mechanic, right?
Yes.
It's not just like an aesthetic, like, oh, you can play it in 8 or 16 or 16 or 32 bit or whatever it is, but it is like part
you
of
had
the
to actually
and make,
switch
yeah.
it to yeah. get yeah. through certain parts of
that
the game
really
and
cool.
then you switch it back. It's dope. Both Enter and Exit the Gungeon, and Enter the Gungeon was my first roguelike game. I didn't know
oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that genre existed. So.
Twin Stick, right? Yeah, Gungeon games.
Yeah,
Twin
Stick. So both of them, Cadence and Hyrule, like you said, Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
All of every single bit of Shovel Knight, the Tribes of Midgard, Rogue Heroes.
Oh yeah, the, that's a
the
great
Zelda.
That's great.
Like, yeah, that game yeah. great.
It's a it's like a four player. Just because like I'm gonna talk about the ones that I'm gonna give more info on the ones that I know more about, but, so we can shout them out more. It's like a four player A Link to the Past.
Yeah, it's yes. like well, Legend yes. of Four Swords, right? They made it their own. They made a game like that. On the
yeah,
was a long time
it's,
ago.
It's yeah, I played that. I think this is a lot more like A Link to the Past than it is like Four Swords.
Sure.
Agreed. And then my favorite indie game of all time is Ocean's Heart.
Hell yeah. Good, I was going to be mad if no one said it.
I was going to circle around do
it
for you.
I haven't played it yet, Max. I haven't played it yet, to be honest.
I got you,
list.
Fam.
That's fine. I mean, if you just like you, buy, if you just buy me a drink, I'll get as much as if you bought the game. You know how it be after Steam's cut.
You got any, Max?
Yeah, so I wanted to shout out a few even maybe more niche ones. So I am an indie developer, so I keep up with especially a lot of the Zelda like games sort of that are in the sphere. One developer that I've been following for a while, it's a studio called Studio Spacefarer, and he's been working on like a Game Boy Color style Zelda game. But as he's been going through it, he's been putting out these really, really, really small games, like 20 minutes, maybe an hour, if that, called Proto Dungeons, which are basically he like prototypes a dungeon and like goes really deep on a single dungeon mechanic. So if you like Zelda games and just like the way that each dungeon has sort of a mechanic that it like you get the basics of it and then expounds upon it in new and interesting ways and then crosses back on that and does something unexpected. Like, he's been putting out a series of these while he's been developing, and they're really cool. They're really bite-sized.
That's a cool idea.
I think those are really fun. And then I wanted to bring up a couple that are not out yet, but I think people should be following. I definitely got to shout out this game called The Girl from Arcania, which is really similar to Ocean's Heart. It's a kind of similar top-down Zelda game in the Game Boy Advance style where you play a treasure hunter and you're going through dungeons and you have a little capybara, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's, I think, a marsupial. It's a cute animal in like a chill way. They're very funny, and that's sort of a mechanic is that you have this partner that you can switch back and forth between, and it's shaping up to look really cool. And there's also a game called Crowsworn, which looks a lot like Hollow Knight to the point that a bunch of people are like, oh, it's a ripoff, which I am mad about because it is not. It's their big inspirations are Hollow Knight and Diablo and Bloodborne. You sort of play as this plague doctor looking dude that bursts out of a grave and then goes on a Hollow Knight adventure. But you got like sick combos with like your gun and your scythe and your magic. And it's very did I say Diablo? I meant Devil May Cry. They both start with D, so I get them confused.
It's fair.
I haven't played either, but it's like the way you're juggling enemies and doing these sick slick moves is very Devil May Cry. It's shaping up to look really cool.
That's cool. I'm going to Google that one. That sounds cool. Right on. So
yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say they just wrapped up their Kickstarter a month or two ago and did bananas. They did. Wait, what's the word I'm thinking of? Bow wow, but what do you say you done when you've done a lot of money? They did bananas. I want to say they did bananas, but that doesn't sound right when I'm saying.
I think you're making up weird words. I don't.
Gangbusters.
They went berserko. Gangbusters.
Yes, it did. Gangbusters.
How did you get did bananas from?
It did bananas.
Thank you, Joseph.
It did bananas.
I got you.
Know, you guys know.
Someone call a bondulance. I'm having a stroke.
I have a fan mail question. Comes from Budget Arcade Podcast.
Oh god.
And does that it count? Says why
no, it doesn't.
Why does Elliot refuse to edit when you guys ask him to take that out?
That's weird. Like,
oh,
I bet this
should...
part gets cut. But we'll find out, won't we?
That's funny. So last one, it's Is Compton as Q? Is that
that's
Quincy?
That's Quincy,
right? It's Quincy. Changes his name like all the time
because he's a fucking crazy person.
Is this Shooter, McGavin.
Quincy is a streaming friend of Joe's who has been
okay.
He has hung out a few times on like streams that we've done and stuff like that, and he's very funny.
Cool.
He wants to know what games we've rage quit, like the hardest. What game did you
but
rage
like
quit
didn't
the hardest?
Complete?
Yeah.
Oh man.
I remember. I think it was the first Spyro game. The last boss, you have to like chase around the field, like around in a big circle to like punch him, and it just gets like progressively worse after you do it each time. And young me was like, "Fuck this! I don't need to beat this game." So I literally watched like a video about it, like to see the ending. So. That I didn't beat that game. I was like on the last boss and I just couldn't do it. And it just pissed me off when I was really young. And then I bought the remake and I refused to get, once I got to that part, I was like, no, I'm just gonna play the second one.
What?
No,
I'll tell you what. All right. I did the review of the remake of Destroy All Humans. Exact same story.
Really?
I played the whole game on the original release until that last boss fight, and I just could not fucking beat it. And so I did the review of the remake, and it was badass. Like, it was a really good remake. And I got to that last boss fight, and I was like, I'll be damned if I'm going to quit. Like, I am going to try this until I get it. I looked up how to do it. I watched videos. Like, they didn't change it at all. They didn't scale it back. They did nothing to change it. Man, fuck if I didn't quit. I never finished it. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I couldn't beat that bitch. Like, it was so goddamn hard. So, yeah, Destroy All Humans, man. Both versions.
Okay, Max?
And, of course, Dark Souls can suck a dick. But
there you go.
Never attempted.
Yeah. I will say, Dark Souls, the soul, like, the FromSoft games are tangential to this for me. Like, I haven't rage quit them, but I've done the same thing for Sekiro and Dark Souls 3. I got to the last boss and I was like, I could get this, but just like, I've had a really good time with these games. Absolutely love these games. I think they're great. I think they're really fun. And I got to the last boss and I was like, cool, you go at it for like an hour or two and I'm like, all right, I'll watch the ending on YouTube. I'm going to play a different game. You know, I'm going to move on with my life. And it was definitely worth it. Or Dark Souls 3, it was the DLC. I was like, all right, well, I know this is the final boss of the DLC, so I got a different game to play. Moving on.
It's the most emotionally mature answer I've heard. I'm all just like, fuck this!
Fuck this,
fuck this game! Fuck you, double-fucking motherfucker!
Yeah. I have done that like, once.
I'll just watch it on YouTube and see how
yeah.
You have done that once?
There's a game called Crossing Souls, which the only reason that I had that reaction was because I was so sold on the premise. It's an indie game where it's like a, you know, top-down action game that tries to emulate sort of our nostalgic perception of 80s movies, of like those Spielberg movies about like four dorky kids that come across a body and then go on a magical adventure. Like too much of an extent, I think. I wanted to like this game so much, and I loved the first beginning of it. It was like charming, quirky, a little heavy on the in jokes. It's like, oh yeah, I saw E.T. too. But then towards the end, the design absolutely fell apart, and the bosses were just, sometimes one would just show up and kill you. Like, you know, it's like their attacks were just coming out of nowhere. It was impossible to, it lasted way too long. And that one, I was like, you know what? You're not good anymore. I'm disappointed in you. You know what? I didn't rage quit it. I wasn't mad. I was just disappointed.
Just disappointed.
That's the worst. Not mad.
What you got, Joe?
Yeah. So Crossing Souls developers, if you listen, nice try. You're so close. You're passionate. Could have been so good. I'm not angry at you.
I have too, but Eric, you know that I'll play the hard games until like they completely defeat me or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I have two. It didn't make me rage quit, but it almost did. The Metal Gear Solid 3, The Fight with the End. So he hides within these trees and you don't know where he is. So you have to listen real close to where he shakes a tree or moves. and then you can run to him. But you, if you run to him, he goes to a different fucking tree. So you have to pull out your sniper rifle and listen for this motherfucker to actually make a sound. And I was like, there's no fucking way I'm going to beat this. This is ridiculous. And finally, I was just like, okay. And it had to be 45 minutes for that boss. It had to be 100% 45 minutes for that boss.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I did. Because I had to beat it. I had to beat it, but I quit over and over again. I was like, this is fucking stupid. Like, he's making a sound. I run over to him. And he was like, use your sniper rifle. And I was like, oh. So then you got to sit there with your sniper rifle. And then you got to take the stuff that slows down your sniper rifle and shit. And it was just a lot. I was just like, God, why would they put this in this game? Yeah. The end.
What's the other one?
God of War, the new one. Because of that fucking kid.
Oh.
That's the immature answer. Didn't even play
it. You just hated the kid.
I hated the kid. I was just like, God, can you shut him up? And there was no option to shut him up. So.
During which part? The whole thing?
All of it.
Oh.
All of it. The beginning.
Atreus, I like him.
Oh, fuck you, Atreus. Fuck you, boy. I was like, oh my God.
He's almost as bad as an old person.
Are we there yet?
Old people are the worst, man. We just don't.
Yeah, young people are the worst, man. That's all I'm saying. See?
The true old people are young people.
That's bad.
Well, let's end it on that note. Remember, you can also go to our website, gamingnexus.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can also check out Max's game. You can check out Joe's streams. You can check out Eric's YouTube page. That's what I link in there because he doesn't give me anything else to link. Or my other podcast, Tess and Elliot Argue, wherever you get your podcast. Until then, though, we will be back next week. Tell a friend about the show. Helps us grow. Best thing you can do for us if you enjoy what we're doing. So we'll see you later.
Elliot,
bye, y'all.
Elliot, you can cut this part out, but are you saying Eric hasn't given you his OnlyFans yet?
Oh, don't cut this part out at all. Leave this part in.
I thought you moved to Fansly. That's what, didn't they all move to Fansly? Is that where they all went? All the good ones, right?
Jesus.
It's just pictures of cats. That's all it is. It's just pictures of cats.
Don't say it, Elliot. I know you want to say it. Don't say it.
I'm not.
And baby dolls.
Oh.
God.